just the two couples was all that stood up, you know. Happened right, the old house is gone, but it happened right out there. And that,
oh, it did?
Yeah. And that chicken, where that chicken yard is. The two couples stood up together and was married. And they live over at Luling, I believe it is, Texas or somewhere. They only had one boy, and he died, and he's about 13 or 14. And we wanted them to come back when we had our anniversary. They had theirs at the same time, you know, but we're all be together again. But her folks is all gone from here, and he don't have any folks around here anymore, and they decided they'd just have it there, you know. But there was just the two couples on the floor at the time. See, time they got married.
Did you ever have a kind of celebration after your wedding where the jokes would be played on the bride and groom?
Well, I have been, you know, in where they played jokes and things. We used to have old parties. And I mean, we'd have more fun, you know. We just play all kind of, wouldn't hurt nobody or anything like that, you know, but just play all kind of jokes on them, you know. Just.
What did you call that party? Did you have a name for that party?
Oh, or? No, it's just different kinds of games. It just play, just somebody'd come up with something, you know, and they'd play the game. Some be backward, you know, and then what'd make it funny, we always had someone that wanted to be first, or that wanted to get right in there and be first. And that always get the best kick out of somebody like that, you know, that wanted to be first in the thing, you know, and so that they could laugh together.
Tell him about the chivalry. That's what maybe he has,
right? I'd be interested in that, yes. Sometimes you'd have I don't know exactly. Sometimes it's called a belling or a chivalry.
Chivalry, what we always call it.
Yes, I'd like to hear about that.
A couple got married. Tell you about that.
Did they? Did you have a chivalry when you got
married?
Yeah,
they had. They chivalried. Of course, they both couples had got married, and you know you're supposed to. Well, you're supposed to treat them, you know, or they'd ride you on a rail or throw you in a creek or something like that, you know. Sometimes they'd get pretty rough at them chivalries, you know. And I'd got a box of candy, and we had it out there. Well, they all gathered and they went on up to the other party and chivalried them first, you know, and then they come with them, you know, and they come on down here and chivalried us out there. Oh, they had quite a time, you know. I've been to several chivalries that way, always enjoyed them. But.
Well, that's what he's interested in, how they carried on, I guess.
Right.
Chivalry.
That you had attended. Ride you on the rails.
Yeah.
In other words, you had to be prepared for them before you...
Oh, yeah, you better have something, you know, to treat them with, you know. I just bought one of them old... It didn't make any difference. I think it was stick candy. Used to get a great big old long box, you know, and about six... Well, it's big enough them sticks to go crossways in there. I guess it's 4 or 5 pounds of candy, about 5 pounds, probably. if they get one of these old circle saws,